much. I would like to say thank you to the chair, the moderator. First of all, National Union of Women with Disabilities is an umbrella organization of women and girls with disabilities that advocates for the rights of women and girls with disabilities, including the refugees. Organization of persons with disabilities and those representing women and girls with disabilities in particular have an important role in supporting refugees with disabilities. In the last 2.5 years, Uganda has been receiving over 1.2 million refugees, making Uganda to be the third largest country hosting refugees. Persons with disabilities bring out issues that affect refugees in the settlements. And in this case, NUWADA has been bringing out a number of issues of women and girls with disabilities to the government, in this particular case, to the office of the Prime Minister that takes care of the refugees in our country, Uganda. But we have also been bringing out these issues to the humanitarian actors, as well as to the UNHCR. Why NUWADA? First of all, we have the local knowledge and the expertise in disability and gender, but also networking with others in the country. We advise on policy when it comes to disability inclusion. Sustainability of the programs, because of our local presence. As NUWADA, we have our structures in all the districts. We also build the capacities, not just of the women, but also the humanitarian actors. We also give technical guidance to them. Why? We also give peer-to-peer support for sharing of the local services and human rights provision. Strengthening coordination and learning at the country level. We have the information of the affected persons with disabilities, especially the women and girls with disabilities. As you may be knowing, women and girls with disabilities are very vulnerable. They face actually triple disadvantage. One, as a woman. Two, as a woman with disability. Three, as a refugee woman. And because of this, they have very unique needs that requires unique interventions. And this can only be done if we appreciate and understand those different needs. For example, a woman with disability may need reasonable accommodation. Do the humanitarian actors understand the word reasonable accommodation? It is us, the DPOs, that should be able to make you understand this. We also know that there are those who have special needs in terms of medication. As refugees, we have many issues. Just look alone, leave alone the disability. There are those who may have psychosocial disability, and they may need medication to support them to live well. It's very critical, Chairperson, because we do, as NUWADA, fulfill the global commitments that sometimes our state parties commit to. For example, the UNCRPD, the CEDAW, the Maputo Protocol, Beijing Conference, and now the Sustainable Development Goals. So we push, we trickle the government that you committed to this and you need to do this. The Charter for Inclusion of Persons with Disabilities, most of us, over 150 stakeholders signed to this charter. So we try to make sure that they implement on what they had promised. We as DPOs, we add value to the work, but also appreciate diversity. The other thing is that we remove the hidden barriers such as the negative attitudes, so that we address inequality and also improve the welfare of all. Sometimes humanitarian actors lack information, so we provide information about disability inclusion in the disaster preparedness, but also humanitarian actors, for creating awareness of the existing framework. For example, now we are having guidelines for inclusion of persons with disabilities that was developed by Intercommittee Sectoral Committee. And then lastly, we also have to have a world where everyone enjoy access, opportunities, and just. Thank you very much.